There's been a call this lunchtime for the chairperson of the powerful Doyle Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin's Brian Stanley, to temporarily step back from the role following a controversial tweet at the weekend about an IRA attack on the British Army more than 40 years ago. Deputy Stanley said the attack, in which 18 members of the Parachute Regiment were killed, had, quote, taught the elite of the British Army and the establishment the cost of occupying Ireland. Pity for everyone, they were such slow learners, unquote. Brian Stanley subsequently apologised for what he said was an inappropriate and insensitive tweet, which he deleted. The Narrow Water ambush of August 27, 1979 was the single deadliest attack on the British Army during the Troubles. One of the first to arrive at the scene in the aftermath was a young British soldier, Graham Eve. From County Down, he was one of a number of Northern Ireland-born troops caught up in the attack. He's been telling me what he saw that day. A warning that listeners may find some of the details in the interview disturbing.
There's devastation. And over the years, people have said what it's like, but you can tell them what it's like, but they'll never really understand what it was like. There's no hatred in my heart for anybody over this. We've moved on. But I haven't seen this tweet yet from the TD. But I wish he'd been there that day, the time I was there, when the fire brigade were pulling the bits of the bodies out of the trees of the young lads, average age 18, 19, and the lives that had been taken so young. One of the lads is seriously, and is still a personal friend of mine, and neither of the two of us would come out with such tweets or such hatred 41 years on. We have such a beautiful country here, north and south, and why we can't embrace it together and get on with it and get away from this. There's such hatred in the politics of these people. You know, I don't get it. I really don't understand it, Brian, and I wish someone could try and make me understand the mindset of these people.
Many of those who died that day were friends of yours. You knew them well. You served with them.
I joined with some of them. I knew them all extremely well, every single one of them. And they were of my age group. We all joined at the same time.
The ongoing impact of something like that on the survivors, people like yourself who were among the first on the scene, the families of those who lost loved ones, is that something that people still live with all these decades later?
Of course we do, Brian. We don't forget. I had somebody once, what's a flashback? And they told me, this is something you remember about the past, keeps coming back. And I thought, my God, well, I live my life in flashbacks because I never forget it. But it doesn't mean to say I can't get on with my life. I wish they could get on with theirs and, you know, grow up. I have, over the years, sat down through the auspices of the BBC with an ex-IRA man, very well-renowned IRA man, and myself and a friend who was injured. We did a television program with him, but before we went on air, I asked, could we sit and talk to each other without the cameras? And when we sat and we talked across the table to each other, we had so much in common, and we got on very well. Now, I still have that man's phone number, and he has mine. And if he was to ring me up and say, Graham, could you do us a favour? I would say, certainly, what is it, mate? And I would do it for him, because I've moved on. I've got children, I've got grandchildren, I love them to bits. I do not want them experiencing or seeing the things that I have experienced in my life because of bigots and because of colours orange and green. It's getting us nowhere.
Former British soldier Graham Eve.